Blog Talk Radio.
ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ महालक्ष्मीं च विद्महे विष्णुपत्नीं च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मीः प्रचोदयात्।
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Astro Tarot Hour, man. I'm your host, Ampoo. Got my co-host here, Keisha Gibson, with us. And again, welcome to another round of the Astro Tarot Hour. We're here on Fridays. If you didn't get a chance to get a reading last week or not this week, you know, then give us a try again because the lines always get jam-packed. We tell y'all, call in 15 minutes early, which a lot of you do. So, you know, that's the best I can tell you is to call in 15 minutes early because the lines get pretty packed pretty fast, all right? Quick announcements real fast. Visit the website, of course, www.myastrologycoach.com, and click on the events tab to see what's going on always. You'll see the Spirit of Film is coming up Sunday the 24th, so this upcoming Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's really a film. It's a presentation about Minister Jew. I call it, it should be called The Psychology of Filmmaking. All right, it's a phenomenal presentation that gets into the inner dynamics of what it takes to create a film and what makes that that film become a physical reality. But most importantly, why you watch movies like Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. And the birth date that popped up on the computer was 9/11, and this was years before 9/11 actually happened. Then 9/11 happened and the towers came down. And he goes in other movies to show you how these things actually took place in the film first, and then it takes place in the physical reality, but it's not from the Illuminati bad guy conspiracy aspect. It's really understanding the phenomena of the world of the spirit. So it's a phenomenal presentation. If you missed it, you never seen it, this is the last time he's going to give it. He's jam-packed in 2014. They may not even do this one again until 2015. So definitely go to the website, click on the events tab, and click on the Spirit of Film. All right, 2014 Spring Equinox Big Easy Magic Tour, March 21st to the 23rd. That's on the events tab. We have our Spring Equinox gathering in New Orleans, the City of Magic. It's going to be a phenomenal time there. It's New Orleans. It's a Big Easy. New Orleans speaks for itself, so I don't even have to say anything about New Orleans. If you're interested, just visit the website, myastrologycoach.com, click on the event tab, and you'll see it right there. Also, on the membership tab on the website, if you don't get through today, one of the best things you really can do to get the absolute best value for it. This is amazing. I'm really considering this. I got to really, really look at this here. We have an Astro Tarot Network where for only $45 a month, you get a 30-minute consultation with Keisha, and I give you personal audio reports to talk about celestial energy in the sky, some of the stuff I don't talk about on the radio. We have something called Network Wednesdays where I pick a Wednesday out the month where we get on the conference line and we just touch base, make sure you know everything that's going on in your own personal life and what to look for at a specific time in your life. And then you get personal reports as well that's catered to your birth chart every single day, especially with the moon, this planetary energy around you, and just learning how to observe that and tap into that particular frequency. All right, so it's only for $45 a month. All right, 30-minute conversation with Keisha alone really should be at bare minimum $100, easy. You know, and she was already at $60. All right, so this is just phenomenal information you'll get. For only $45 a month, all right, can't not beat it, all right, and the goal is just to, you know, make sure that you're in tune with you. Know thyself is one of the oldest ancient axioms, so therefore we make it available for you. Also, on the website, you'll see a tab called Learn. Click on the Learn tab because we're going to have some phenomenal classes that is taking place. My astrology coach, together with Inner Peace and Outer Reflection Ministries, which is called IPORM for short, we have collaborated our efforts in forming what is called an Associate's Astrology Certificate, in which you enroll in this class February the 9th, and you graduate July 20th. And graduation is going to be held in Denver at our location, which is called the Inner Peace Lighthouse. So it's going to be a phenomenal thing. It's a five-month course that teach you the very construct of astrology. For those that's interested in learning astrology, learning the basis of it, and then getting into the realm of interpretation. And then from there, months 3, 4, and 5, for 3 months, you'll come over into my world. You come over into the world of Hebrew, coming over into the world of the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah, understanding the Kabbalistic astrology and how to tap into the divine names of the Creator and the angelic names of the Creator as well. So it's a phenomenal course, all right? I'm telling you, this, the Hebrew stuff is very, very, very fun. And expand your consciousness. In just 2 weeks, on the second week, I promise you, I'll have you reading Hebrew words. Now, I ain't saying you know what the word means, but you will be able to read the word. It's only 22 letters in the alphabet, so come on, challenge yourself. And it's a cosmic language. Each letter corresponds to a cosmic principle in creation, all right? So it's just a phenomenal tool, man. I love it. So that's on the on the Learn tab, you just click on it or highlight it. You will see it'll say Associate's Course. Click on it, read up on it, see if you're interested, and hope to see you in that particular class. If you click on the Learn tab itself, you see some other classes that's coming, Zohar Studies, and then we're going to do something for the men called Spiritual Ethics for Fathers. So all that stuff I'll be working on this upcoming week. Every morning, check out the blog. And one thing you can do, just go to the website and check the blog. Because every morning, Keisha releases a card of the day, Cassandra talks about a crystal, and I release something called the Daily Zohar Reading, where I just quote something out of the spiritual text of the Zohar, and then I also add my commentary through a very phenomenal, enlightening information that's there on myastrologycoach.com on the blog. So with that, I know y'all ready to rock and roll. I know what y'all here for. I'm going to give it to Keisha, and then we can get the party started after that.
Peace, family. Thanks for calling in. Thank everybody for all of your support. for all of the endeavors that we do, make sure you go to www.myastrologycoach.com. Go ahead on the home page and make for sure that you sign up on our email mailing list. And I say this because that is a for sure way to keep in touch with everything that we have going on. Okay, that's www.myastrologycoach.com. That's any of our presentations, our trips, our radio shows. You'll get an email sent straight to your email address, and you'll be able to kind of keep up and make sure that you stay in good correspondence, because there's a lot going on. And I know that a lot of you that are on the phone today are really, really looking for some sort of spiritual, not only spiritual guidance, but a spiritual alignment or a spiritual elevation. My astrology coach is where it's at. We're here for the people. We do this because it is our passion, and we do this because we love you guys. So www.myastrologycoach.com. Thanks again for your support, and I'm ready when you are.
All right, let's do it, man. Let me go here to the studio. We're going to go to caller from the 805-617. Is this Donna?
Yes, hello.
All right. Hey,
hi.
Donna, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good, good. How can we help you?
I wanted to know. I'm kind of suspended. I don't have a relationship, and I've got hopes that my friend, I have a friend back east. He's in his 80s, and he talked about me coming out to Boston and maybe helping him out a little bit. But then last week he said maybe I could find a house for him, and he would buy the house, and then he would leave me the house, and I could help him out a little bit. So I wanted to know if that was going to happen. And
what's his name, Donna?
His name's Izo.
Say it again.
I-S-O.
Okay. All righty. Let me look just one moment. Okay. You're welcome.
How soon are you looking, Donna?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I don't work or anything, so I can pick up and go whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be forever because he's pretty old, and I keep my apartment in California. I have my sister
mm-hmm.
living here with me, so I've got
mm-hmm.
that covered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, he is very much telling you the truth. Very,
yeah.
very much so. Present situation being the unveiling of the truth. Now, with him, there's like a lot of mediocrity as far as, well, I mean, I know he's up there in age, like with any work or business and things of that nature. It's mediocrity there. So he definitely needs the help and the support. I see that the nature of you guys' issues would be the justice card. So it's like by him doing this and you guys coming together, all of his problems as well as some of yours will come to an end. It's like a resolution to a lot of your problems. Now, Spirit is saying lessons and signs to watch out is for victory. Things will definitely, you know, be victorious and work out well. And with him, he has some sort of money that is coming his way, and he's counting on it, you know, and thinking about it at this particular time. And with you, you have a lot of thoughts or something to do with money and business, so to say, that you would like to put together or you have plans for. Now, what I do see that would be a concern is there are two male energies, two different males that challenge this relationship. So, and when I say challenge it or challenge this union, meaning they wouldn't want to see this take place. They would like to cause some sort of obstacles or make it a challenge in order for this to take place. So that would be something to look out for, as well as there's also a female as well that kind of would bring the same type of energy. So I don't know if he has children or if there's somebody
No.
that's side or something like that, but there's definitely people that would be opposed it, against it. Now, Spirit is saying your special message is it's like stagnation. It's like wanting to make this happen and get the do the travel plans, things of that nature, but things that are or energy that is working against it. So for you, I would just kind of maybe a spiritual cleanse, try and think positive thoughts and do something, put something out in the universe that will make for sure that all of you guys' plans are protected and not interrupted by others around you that don't want to see it happen.
Yeah, well, he does have people helping him there, and he does have a neighbor. And, of course, they wouldn't like to see that happen, him come here to California. And he said that they're all wanting his money and this and that, and he doesn't like it. And he's feeling very lonely because he's left there quite a bit by himself and all. But, I mean, these are people that have come into his house and known him maybe a couple months. You know, where him and I have had a very spiritual, friendly relationship for 30 years. So, yeah, and he's got it all protected and trust and all. So it's not like they're going to come in and change his mind. You know, he's a feeble, you know, he's of sane mind and everything. He's quite intelligent, actually.
Right, Donna, you said you're going, but the move would be you going to Boston and not him coming here. Is that right?
No, he talks about me going there, but then he called last week and said, he's lonely there. Why don't I look for a home on the market here for him to buy? And if I found something really nice, to call him right away, and he would, you know, move out here. But then he goes back and forth. And maybe he's saying this in the midst of such loneliness, you know, that and he wants to die in a home. He doesn't want to be in a nursing home, you know?
Okay.
So
These next 45 days, will be one of the best prime opportunities you have to look into home, anything dealing with real estate type of thing. So you really want to use, yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, it's the absolute best that you can have, especially around a little bit after Christmas. The energy really picks up for you. But when we get there, the energy is starting to wane itself off from that particular point. You maybe only have maybe about a week after that. So like a week after the new year, maybe that's when the energy starts to wane itself off. So from right here to like a week after the new year is an excellent time for you to start putting some things in motion as far as looking into the home aspect of things. All right. Now, have another marker that suggests that when it comes to this male energy, I'm seeing what Keisha was saying, when it comes to a male energy, it's some kind of delay potentially that's there when someone leaves you something. So if someone leaves you some money or states or things like that, it's a suggestion that says that you may have to fight for it or deception. That's some deception that's around it where somebody may try to steal it from you. So in this lifetime, you have to be really, really on point with the estates, wills, legacies, things like that. You have to be extremely on point because you just have one of those markers that suggest someone try to take it from you. Worst case scenario, it's the government and things ain't adding up right money-wise and they holding it up because they auditing. It's some type of delay there, but it's delay and deception that's there. So just be mindful of it. The key is to be mindful and to handle the business and don't be lackadaisical about that kind of stuff. That's the whole key.
Yeah, I'm pretty on top of things. Yeah, I'm very persevering, and I'm very much on top of things. So, and if there's a delay, that's okay. And I've got to watch it though, because when I get money, I like to spend it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I have money. I mean, oh my gosh! So, and he's leaving me quite a bit. So, you know, I'm gonna have to think to invest it properly, I guess.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, all right, Donna, these next 45 days, say it again.
Oh, no, I just wanted to know if you saw a relationship coming in because I'm really, really trying to meet someone on the Internet, but I don't know if that's my way to go.
Well, you know, I was only able to lay out the spread for the first question you had. So for me to answer that question, I would have to do like a whole nother spread. But I'll tell you what, www.myastrologycoach.com, click on consultations. It's called the Double Dose.
Okay.
And that is Poo and I together. You can have us for 30 minutes or for an hour. We can answer any or concern that you may have. www.myastrologycoach.com.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
And I'll say this because I do see something real fast. You make sure that you can see the person for who they are and not what you want them to be. It can be sort of a fantasy type of thing. But make sure that the person kind of speaks to your soul and is on the same level of spiritual development or where you're at right now in life. Because other words, it can be very cloudy and very deceptive in the relationship aspect. All right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. All well, right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you're very
it.
Welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, what we got here? Caller from the 847-689. What's your name, Jill?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Jill, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good. What can we do for you?
I've just been doing, you know, I came from a childhood or a family that is extremely dysfunctional. I know everyone's is, but it's really taken a toll on me. I've been healing and processing and getting clarity and letting go of a lot of old things. And do you see a breakthrough? And I'm worried about finances.
Okay. Let me take a look for you, Jill.
Jill, what city are you currently in right now?
Same one.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've been stuck. Like, on one level, I'm having a lot of breakthroughs. On another level, I'm still stuck.
Okay, so here's the deal with that. Right now, you are at a point where you can either go one direction, like down the left side of the road or down the road on the right side. You have to make for sure that you choose wisely. And that right there is the bottom line, because Spirit is saying that, of course, you have your guard up, you know, because of the things that you've been going through. And because of the things that you have been going through, there's a fear inside of you that makes you feel as though you're going to wind up stuck in a situation where you really don't know which way to go and how to turn, like in a really bad situation to deal with. And because of that fear, it brings the energy around you of roguery, deception, bad faith. Like not having positive thoughts about the situation. And I'll tell you this really quick, okay? Bottom line is when we don't think positive and there's a little bit of fear, there's little entities. I call them imps. Those little things that when you're looking one direction, you could be watching TV and you see something go by you and you look and there's nothing there, like little shadow figures. Those things feed off of fear, okay? And like negative thoughts or worry. They feed off of them, and when they feed off of them, they open the door for the universe to bring that energy in and to kind of manifest that into a reality. So with you, as long as you make the right decisions right now in the point of time that you're in, everything will work out. But it is imperative that you switch your thought process and you try and look at the situation as something that you know you're going to conquer and as something that you know you're going to get through, because there it's too much worry and there's a in that fear there, it, like I say, it's opening the door for the situation to get bigger and for the universe to actually make that inevitable take place, and that is not what we're looking for. Okay, so I see some really good things coming up within the next couple weeks as far as money and business for you. And I also see stability, some sort of like family type of situation or relationship with good financial foundation and stability. And you have the Ace of Pentacles. So that also is indication of money coming in at a steady frequency on a regular basis. So you have everything that you need in order to get through everything successfully. All you need to do is make the right decisions and get rid of the fear and the worry and turn that into positive thoughts and a manifestation of you knowing that you can get through these things with no problem. And I guarantee that you will.
That was really good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I see hard work. Money coming. But I want you to be, you got to be prudent with it. Don't be stingy, but be disciplined. When the situation changes, be disciplining yourself. Because you got a market that deals with a lot of success, but it's conservative. You have to really work for it. And it just requires that you be extremely disciplined. It can't be lackadaisical and lazy. Not that you are. I'm just saying you have to be extremely disciplined. I see from you start working hard now, and that energy comes in. It really pays off for you in March of 2014. March 2014 comes. There's a reward that may deal with finances, a financial reward, and possibly even a relationship. If you're in a relationship, and the relationship will experience a little bit more harmony and good times than it normally does. So yeah, be on the lookout for it. And March looks good for you. I do have a question for you though.
Okay.
What are your dreams like? Do you dream vividly, or do you have any intuition? You're interested in? Do you practice any form of spirituality?
Actually, I do.
Mhm.
And I, you know, that's why I'm really struggling with career, because my career needs to be in that field, but I'm not ready or financially secure to build a career in that field.
Mm-hmm. What system do you work with?
Well, my goal is to write a book, because I have a story to tell. I'm a outstanding hands-on healer. I mean, even, you know, people tell me when they're going through something, all they have to do is talk to me and it's gone, or they're better.
Put this full moon that's coming. You got a birthday coming up pretty soon too, so I want to tell you happy birthday. It's coming.
Thank you.
Your birthday is actually the day of the full moon. All right, it's Tuesday, the 17th, obviously. Put a lot of things down on paper, the goals that you're going to do, the things you're going to acquire. All right. And
that's interesting, because I just, you know, pulled out a notebook, and that's what I'm going to start to do today.
Yeah, do that.
And I'm setting it up. I was going to talk to you, then go get my paper and my dividers and do different sections, and that's exactly what I was going to do.
But do that. Do a list of goals. But I want you to get some parchment paper, though. If you can, just get some parchment paper. Do what you're going to do. Keep doing that. But get some parchment paper and write those goals down. All right? Write those goals down. And I want you to put those goals somewhere you can see it, mainly somewhere in the south. All right? Somewhere in the south. Anywhere in the room, put it in the south where you can see it. And just put it there. And spend some time at that particular place, 10 minutes a day minimum. 10 minutes a day of just visualizing and reading it over and over and seeing yourself doing those things all the way up until your birthday, all right? When your birthday comes in, I want you to – hold on, let me get the time down. Hold on, give me one second here. Okay, you in Central Time, right?
Yes.
You in Central Time? All right.
Yes.
So, Central, all right, so that's going to be 1:28 in the morning, all right?
Okay.
So 1:28 in the morning, which is technically, this is December the 17th, all right? So this is right before, that's your birthday. So December 17th at 1 in the morning your time, so just after midnight, all right? Just after midnight, you'll be able to see the moon because the sun is down at that particular time. So burn that parchment paper outside.
Okay.
But it's important that you build a relationship with your goals every single day up until that point because you're going to charge your goals when you do that.
Okay.
But that day on your birthday, because so that means the sun is back exactly where it was at when you were born. And not only that, it's the full moon. That means that the things that you want to bring about in this reality should be coming to a full point now. It's time to get busy now. You see? So mama,
yes.
The moon, is getting ready to give birth. So burn that paper that day. All right?
Okay.
You got it. All right. And
thank
keep us posted.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was really helpful. Thank you, the both
of
you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Where we at here? Going to 336-210. Sister Tony, what's happening?
Nothing. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. What can we do for you, Tony?
I guess I just want to know what you see for me. I'm feeling unsettled in a lot of different areas of my life, so I have, like, plenty of questions. But right now I just need a little clarity.
Okay. Not a problem. Okay, Tony.
Oh, I'm here.
The problem is unfairness. I mean, simple and plain as that. It's like you're a victim of unfairness. And also disorganization would be an issue as well. But I see in your attitude position is organization. So it's like if you haven't already started, you definitely will take care of that problem. See, in the distant past, there was caution needed. It's like you were kind of people set out to either lead you in the wrong direction or to thwart your plans, so to say, to throw obstacles in your way. And because of that, it has a lot to do with why certain things have taken place the way they are today. You're definitely going to hear some good news, but within the next couple weeks, you're going to feel as though you made a bad choice by dealing with a particular individual, and you're going to choose to walk away from that relationship. Spirit is saying that your obstacle is the wise old woman. So there is someone that has crossed over on the other side, a spirit like your guardian angel that loves, protects you, and guides you, that is like a grandmother of some sort, either maternal or paternal grandmother. She's very wise, and she's there to guide you. She has your best interest at heart. It's like you have to make for sure that you are in tune with your intuition so that you can allow her to guide you. And when I say in tune with your intuition, basically following your first mind, okay, and really trying to pick up on your first feelings, because that is her, and she's trying to guide you. And with her guiding you and protecting you, you're always going to make the right decisions. There's also some indication of some type of lost secrets that have taken place. It's either pertaining to you or someone in the home, but I see the energy really strong coming out of the home. And I also see some sort of fear of dealing with the old man, an older man, and he's not happy with how things turned out in his life. He's grumpy, he's nosy, all of those things. It's like some sort of interaction or some sort of dealing that you're going to have pertaining to him. I want you to make for sure you watch your finances and be practical, because I see some
mm-hmm.
financial problems, like a depressed time,
mm-hmm.
as well as like a questionable luck, where luck is not on your side 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, Spirit is saying that your main problem is you stress and you worry really, really hard when things are not going right. And, you know, it's just like the last caller. When you stress and you worry, you allow the situation to get bigger. You have got to let go of the stress, because eventually I see it taking a toll on your health, okay? So you want to find ways for relaxation, for meditation, you know, some time for yourself so that you can think clearly and get on a path to have more positive thoughts. Because that is, you know, that right there is really the main problem is, you know, you're over-concerned. You worry about money, and then it's like you start worrying about this and worrying about that, and then it's
mm-hmm.
just out to be really, really big and just nothing but stress and feeling like a disaster literally on your shoulders, and you have to learn to let go and let God, because that is definitely not good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that wise woman is my mother-in-law.
Okay.
I've had so many dreams. She's
gotcha.
Just talking to me about things.
Well, then that's exactly who it would be. You know, it's definitely a woman that is on the other side that has your
mm-hmm.
best interest at heart, that protects you. That's, I know nothing about you. That is where the accuracy
mm-hmm.
came from. I'm speaking of somebody. It was her. It's definitely a woman, an older woman on the other side. So what you want to do is, the best thing to do is by lighting a white candle, not only does
oh.
that provide spiritual protection for you and your family, but it will open the lines of communication with you and her as well. So you can kind of pick up on your intuition, your feelings will be a lot easier to pick up on, and you'll be able to see things clearer.
That's awesome. And I have white candles. I have 4 white candles, and I've only probably burned them twice, but I hear you.
Yes, ma'am, burn them. What I do is I get those ones that burn for 5 days where the wick is inside
mm-hmm.
of the glass. So
mm-hmm.
that they're safe, they can't start a fire, and they just burn for 5 days straight, and I just keep them burning at all times, all times.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Tony, tell me about, give me a grade, A, B, C, D, or F. Give me an honest grade about how you feel or the relationship was with your father.
Oh, gosh. You said from A to repeat that?
A, B, C, D, or F. Give it a grade.
I would definitely give it a E right now. Or F.
A what? A F?
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know. Depending on where you got
it
from.
Yeah, F would be failure. So would you say that? Not good.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards
that. It needs work. Is he alive?
Yeah. Say that again?
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
Okay. That has to be fixed, because a lot of your correction in this lifetime deals with him. I wouldn't have singled him out if I didn't see him. I seen him clearly.
Oh,
in him.
Wow.
And that's why I knew to give it, you know, I just wanted you to admit it. You know, basically, because I wanted you to see that
wow.
we can see into that reality, which we can get into on a private consultation aspect of things to really, you know, open
okay.
it up. That has to be opened up, because You're tremendously gifted. The reason why you're having dreams, intuition,
wow,
is popping off for you. It's because you're a Pisces. That's the last sign of God's creation. Keisha's a Pisces, and look how she accepts that gift. You have Mercury in Pisces. You have Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter is at home in Pisces. You know, that's an old school marker. So you have three planets here that wants to bring you, help you facilitate this spiritual growth that you have inside of you. It's a very clairvoyant energy. That's why you're going to have these dreams about your mother-in-law, things like that. And the planet Neptune, which rules Pisces as well, is back home in Pisces right now. So I like pointing out simple mathematics sometimes. Sometimes I like teaching people to craft. That's really my ultimate goal. I love teaching it. When you have your three planets in Pisces and say that you're clairvoyant, and the planet Neptune, which rules Pisces right now, is at 2 degrees, and you were born with Mercury, which represents how we think, what we, you know, how we communicate. That's at 1 degree. This is a direct alignment from the Piscean ray from back home, from the celestial stars, that says, Tony, I need to communicate with you from the realm of God. How else can you know? And how else can you know about things before they happen in this physical reality? That comes from the realm of the Creator. But this block that you know you have with your father, and you have an F, that block, because he's part of your DNA, that block blocks you in other areas. It blocks you in this area right here. Which
you
in
said
return,
my father?
To feel, yeah, your father. How you view that.
My father has passed. He has crossed over.
Okay, and that sometimes it's easier for us to deal with it in that manner. But see, what we got to get to is we cannot hold that kind of resentment and that feeling when they're on the other side. But yet you give it an F. That's a horrible way for you to go to the grave. Because
when you asked me that, I thought you were talking about my current relationship.
Oh, no.
She was talking about my father. I barely even knew my father.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, see, the question becomes, how does that affect you? How do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I missed so much out of that relationship. That it definitely has caused me problems that I had to work through. I mean, almost on a daily basis. But the dreams and stuff, sometimes I don't know what to do with them. I write them down. I don't always understand what they say, but I do have an issue where I see things. Sometimes people believe me, sometimes they don't. I've learned to look past that and just tuck that part away, because everybody's not open. But
absolutely,
everything you guys saying is spot on.
Absolutely, no, you're really gifted. You got the celestial marking, and I say, yeah, she's gifted. And you have something to say. At the very least, you are a writer. You know, there's something that you have to say. It's something that you need to express. You know what I mean? So when I say writer, I'm literally meaning that. It can go beyond journaling. It can get into radio. It can get into a book club. It can get into as big and as small as you want it to be. My point is you need to have an effective outlet of communication, expressing how you think, in which you're feeling. That is very, very, very important for you. So, again, it can be as minute as being a part of some social group and you the moderator of it, whether you be or you having a small book club, whether you having a radio show. It's something that needs to be expressed that comes from you. So you line yourself up with like minds and that deals with that particular subject matter that you're interested in, and find that venue to express yourself. All right? Last but not least, from now all the way up until like June 2015 is probably some of the most expansive years you're going to have inside of your relationship, and especially if you can use the energy to travel outside of the country, that will help you. And if you can travel outside of the country to go to places that serves your spiritual interests, that would be even better. All right. So look forward to from now all the way up to June of 2015 to have some of the best expansive energy that you can in your relationship. And if you need to get with as far as dealing with the blockage, the removal of the relating to the daddy aspect, just contact us. There's a few things we have, Saturn 360 being one of them. Okay. There's a few things that we can do here, and it's something special that we give people who have ancestors, family members that's on the other side, and how to release them on a new moon. All right?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you much, Tony.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and take care.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Johnny, what's happening?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Man, what's good? You're cheating, man. You know the craft, man. Sometimes I know we can't see ourselves, man. Stop cheating, man. Well, what's good, man?
Not much, man. I ain't really had no question in particular. Just really on a general. See what's going on.
Hit him up, Keisha. I'm not going to even read him. I'm going to go to the next caller and put that information in. But go ahead.
Okay. Give me just a second. Unfair treatment, and when I say unfair treatment for you, meaning that is that the problem is every time you embark in some sort of any type of relationship, it's never a 50-50 deal. It's like you always are the one that wind up carrying the bags and doing everything, and, you know, it's just difficult. It's like, you know, it's tiring, and it's just basically straight up unfair. Now, you're working toward your whole financial and your money aspects of life and trying to make sure that your money is right. You're trying to build stability, trying to save, make good investments. Like, those are pretty much all of your plans that you are working toward and where your main focus is at this particular point. You also have really, really good health, like real good health. In particular, solar energy, sun energy, is really, really good for anything that you want to manifest, for any clarity that you want to find, even within health, money, all of the above. Outside, that sun is definitely where your energy is coming from. If you pay attention to your dreams, you probably are having nightmares if you can remember them when you wake up, what you are. And if you're not, then you will be. And all it is just the Creator trying to communicate with you. It's never what we really see taking place in the dream, but specific things that are representations of other things that are in our reality today. So paying attention to your dreams and being able to decipher them would be really good, because it's going to kind of keep you 10 steps ahead of the game at this particular point. There's people talking about you, talking behind your back. It's really, really strong. The energy is around you. And because of that, I see within the next 14 days, and it could even be sooner, some sort of conflict, and it's with males. Like, it's male energy. It might not be you and another male, like a male that you know or deal with and someone else, but it's definitely, you know, going to revolve around you in one way or another, and it's some sort of men's quarrels that's coming up. Unprotected in your hopes, fears, and desires, meaning, you know, you try and make for sure that you make the right spiritual decisions and that you stay spiritually protected at all times, which is a good thing. Don't worry about it. Just be proactive. Do something to make for sure that you stay protected at all times spiritually. You got major, massive amount of good luck that is coming for you, like unusual good luck. And it's going to help you feel feel finally, like, complete and settled in life. It's like, you know you got the things that you want and you can do the things that you need to do. Just really, really feeling like all the pieces of the puzzle are there. Now, although you have good health, the ancestors are telling me that there is something, though, that you are neglecting as far as yourself is concerned. So I don't know if you're not getting enough sleep. That's usually one of the main things that it could be, or if there is something minute that is bothering you on your body that you're not paying attention to. Whatever it is, you need to make for sure that you pay attention to your body. Your body is your temple. And like I say, you got wonderful health right now. If you start ignoring things and neglecting yourself the way the ancestors are telling me, then it's not going to always be that good health that I see now. And there's also a woman. She's kind, loving, intuitive, caring. She's a mother. She's a wonderful mother. You're crowned by her, so that means that your goal is in your life, or this, that woman being in your life, almost like your destiny. It's like the things that you are working toward, she has a lot to do with, and it's like really a good center or foundation there with her. And somebody is going to invite you on a trip, or somebody wants to take you on some sort of trip. Whatever it is, I'm picking up on someone else's energy pertaining to you and a fortunate trip. So it's a positive thing. Go ahead and do it. You know, even if it seems like you're stepping out on a limb, whatever it is something that spirit would like you to do, and it would totally be in your best interest.
Word.
Okay.
That's what's up. Appreciate that.
No worries.
Man, you got it.
No doubt. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Peace.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right, 484-809, Brother Ramont, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, bro? How can we help you?
Oh, man, first, man, I just want to say thank you, Keisha and Amphu, for opening the platform, man. And every call before mine seemed to talk to me, too. And it's funny how I'm six. You told me I'd be five, but I actually relate to number six more, so I'm number six. Crazy, but I'm going to let y'all do your thing.
Do you have any questions? Do you have a specific question?
I honestly, I would like a general.
Okay.
Read-in. This is my first time ever getting a reading ever.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm honored to get it by YouTube. Definitely a general reading, and anything that's pertaining to the people or spirits around me in my life at this time, on the spiritual and on the physical.
Right.
Just making sure I'm moving in the right direction with the decisions I'm making. My only fear really is just not to honor what the Creator has planned for me. That's really my only fear right now.
Gotcha. Okay, let me see.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
How long have you been in it?
You mean technically or?
Yeah.
I would say technically 1 year. Like officially 1 year, but more than that, if you want to call it, like, there's levels to relationships. So I would say more than that. I would say probably about 4 to 5 years.
All right, so four to five years. So, okay, a year, then 4 to 5 years. This is interesting. All right, so obviously 4 to 5 years when, let's just go with the first act of intimacy. 4 to 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So within that time from now, where you're saying a year, was it just more of a platonic friendship type of thing, or you know, open relationship? What makes it now that you give it a year when it's been in existence for 4 to 5 years?
Okay, I'm glad you put it that way. I was fighting for what I really wanted, what I thought I wanted in my life, and this female was very persistent in making sure that she was involved in that. I had my birthday last year was where we were still the deal. I had a surprise birthday party, and my whole family was there, and our families were together, so I just decided to stop playing and try to do what I thought was right at the time.
There we go. All right. Reason I key in on that area is because you have some energy there that represents a lot of transformation, a lot of changes, a lot of things where you have to yield, you have to give up the power. and no longer hide from it and fight whatever that vice is when it comes to the area of relationship. It's the only way when you give up and you surrender. It's literally the only way you can allow the transformation to happen in your relationship. So you have a beautiful blessing that comes out of that. And even now for the next 5 months, there's a beautiful ray of energy that deals with you bringing your relationships to some of the highest heights that you've ever seen for the next 5 months. So really look into that. Really, really, really look into that. And ultimately, your chart is fairly easy. Ultimately, you have a soul's mission in this lifetime. A lot of people are not born with this. You have a soul's mission in this lifetime to reconnect with the Sirian energy. Very important. The Sirian energy. A lot of people just not from don't have no markings that deal with that particular star, that star system. You do. All right. So learning the important, learning how to identify it. Everybody, you've got smartphones today. Everybody, if you do have a smartphone, get Google Sky Map and make sure it's calibrated right. Just pointed at the moon, and when you see the moon right there, you can kind of you can educate yourself. Start dealing with some Sirian work just by looking at the star. If your significant other is interested in a star, take her outside and just stargaze and talk about your life, talk about the future, talk about the beauty of the relationship, because that's what's popping for you for the next 7 months. Not that you will, but don't allow what we call the evil inclination, the part that is the creep, to come into the relationship. The things that you battle with so far, and you said, I just decided to stop playing. You know what I mean?
I made a decision last week of even more stepping forward on that, and it caused a lot of pain, but I knew that it was needed for me to do what was right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's why I see it. That's why I went there first. There's a lot of beauty that's about to come out of that, man. So I salute
that,
you, man. Again, the next 5 months is all yours. So just focus on that area.
All right, I sure will.
Spirit is saying right now you've got your very first card is the Eight of Cups. So that's a really, really big decision, and it's like take some time out and contemplate, deliberate before you make your decision. There is also a male, and this dude is just plain out no good. He's your obstacle in some way or another, meaning you're going to have to deal with him or contend with him or maybe get him to understand something, but it's just not no trust in him. He's a liar. He's a manipulator. He's a fake. He's all about himself. You know, you definitely want to be mindful of him because there's nothing good when it pertains to him, and he's just not right.
Man, I wish you could tell me how close that is, because I really got a small circle, so it's not going to be hard for me to name these people.
Yeah, you'll be able to see, because when a person comes as your obstacle, that means you have to contend with them. Like, you're either going to have to get them to understand something, or it's going to be something to do with this individual that you're going to have to deal with. It might not be your circle. It could be somebody like, you know, when dealing with something in, you know, like an everyday matter, so to say.
Yeah,
but I promise
feel like
you.
My grandma's on that other side, and she actually got at me about something like this. So kind of feel what you're getting at, but I'm listening.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I promise you, when it comes about, you'll be able to pick right up on it. Now, there's a lot of opposition, delay, and fear that is around you, and it's presently. And when I say that, meaning, you know, it's just like, you know, what you say with your relationship is like, there's a lot of oppositions with things that you know you should be doing, but you delay in doing them, and it's always for fear of something. So that energy is still there, and because of that, you keep your guard up at all times. You also, you know, you're a hustler. You get your money on your own. And you know what? Right now is the perfect time because it is come on. If you step it up, it's going to come in, like, at a steady pace.
It's already happening. I feel that so strongly.
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely.
Already.
And I mean, like, and it's going to help things, like, as far as in your home situations as well. And also within the next month or so, all of your burdens are going to be lifted off your shoulders. It's like freeing yourself from taking on more than you can handle. But see, on the inside, I think the reason why there's a lot of that opposition and delay and you having your guard up is because you don't admit it to others, but you feel like all the time, even in the past, like your kindness has been taken for weakness. And
or in my life.
All your life, right. And that's just the whole issue right there. You know, you always feel like your kindness is being taken as a weakness.
I'm extreme sometimes. I don't want to go to the extreme of that and kind of just be, you know, totally it on the inside of myself and just shut everything off outside. Because I can do that, too. I feel like I can do that, too. I'm not afraid. It's just the effect that it'll have on everyone around me. I think you're right. That's exactly what I'll be thinking about.
Right.
How everyone else is affected.
Right, exactly. And then there's been people that were around you that abused their power. It's like they might be in have some sort of power or some sort of authoritative figure, some say, but they always take things overboard and abuse their powers and things of that nature. It's always been that type of energy. I see that as well. But I see some sort of conflict that's going to take place in the near future, and that's when you're going to be like, okay, you know what? I'm really about to sit here, and I'm going to put my ducks in a row. I'm about to sail my ships, and they're going to be in conjunction with one another. I'm going to know how everything is taking place, when it's going to take place, and make sure that things are the way that I want them to be.
Wow.
And it's just like total, like, life organization I see for you. And like I say, it's all because of a conflicting situation. Spirit is saying your special message is the Two of Cups. So that means that Spirit is saying this is a committed relationship where the universe, God, and the ancestors all approve of this relationship, and they're saying that this relationship needs to lead to marriage. It has that potential, and it's there, and it's that you don't want to miss out on, and that's your special message. That's the main thing that they want you to place an emphasis on.
Okay, I hear. Yep.
All right.
Hey, wow, that was beautiful. Good reading, y'all. Y'all a bomb.
Thank you,
brother.
Y'all ever write a song or y'all need graphics? I got y'all for a year. Just hit, holler at me.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. You write music, you said?
I produce, man. Produce and write.
Cool, man.
You say graphics. What kind of graphics?
From websites to flyers to anything. Visual, business, branding, the whole nine. I'm multimedia in the flesh. That's how I visualize myself.
Mm-hmm.
I need your email address.
Okay.
We got that. I just want to get a general and, you know, basically, you know, I work at a hospital at night, and they're going to be closing next month, actually, the 31st, and it's going to be about close to 800 and some employees without a job, but some of the employees have nurses and got a job. And I have put in applications and stuff and did my homework for trying to get a job because I'm a nurse technician. And I help the nurse and help the doctors in admission. But I don't believe we're going to stay open that long because they've been doing a lot of discharges with the clients and the fences are very low. And I just, you know. My finances, I'm like, oh Lord, what's gonna happen?
I don't see why you wouldn't have worked anywhere from really now. It's not there now, but it's on the way. It's on the way. I would say it would kick in the next 10 days is when the energy starts to present itself in the next 10 days. 10 days after that, so 20 days from today, the energy is dead on and looking for you. And then from 20 days from today, you have around January the 7th, the first week of January. So from 20 days to 10 days from today, the energy starts all the way up to the first week of January. All right. Some of your more luckier times to really put it in motion. One of your more luckier times, let me see, is 24. Let me see something real fast. One of your more luckier times is mid-December, like December the 16th, up in that area. So every day from today, the energy is slowly, because it's slowly, surely getting close to December 16th. That is like the big payoff day. But energy can come early. Sometimes it comes a little late. But there's a blessing that appears to be coming to you within this time frame. Just stay persistent. That's the key here. Stay persistent. All right. But I see it. I see something coming through no later than January. Let me see why not.
Yeah, because I want to be able to go back to school in January for the last semester. I have like 8 classes remaining, and I owe the university, but they called me and told me the paperwork is finished. So I owe them like $1,600, and I don't know if they've been cleared up, and they're just gonna let me come on in and finish up. I don't. Does that, because they called me, they said the paperwork is finished, and they wanted to know, was I still interested in coming back and finishing up school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you are, if you can, do it, because that plays a major factor in your work in this lifetime. You having some part of what we call higher education, all right, that background. That background really supports you in this lifetime, so definitely go for it.
Oh, yes, sir, because I only have 8 classes remaining, and they're all elective classes, so hopefully I can graduate in 2014.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
It's in education. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in education.
Right.
Okay. That's good.
Spirit wants you to be mindful of your crown chakra area. And I say this because right now, conflict.
Uh-huh.
So it's like you go back and forth in your mind about, certain decisions. One second, I'm going to go and I'm going to handle it this way. And then you're like, nah, I'm going to do it like this. And you're like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do it like this because that may take place. So I'm going to do it like that. And it's just been like going back and forth and back and forth. And that right there is definitely something that a little bit of rest and rejuvenation will definitely help you gain clarity, okay? Because without that, there is going to be like some conflict and even some defeat that can take place within the next few days. You have to realize that life is just about obstacles and challenges, and God doesn't give us anything that we can't handle. You really, really want financial and material changes. You're worrying about your financial situation, but I'll tell you what, I don't know if you're already in a relationship or married. If not, if you are married, your relationship is going to grow. If you're single, there's going to be some sort of a love relationship that develops. And also, Spirit is saying that right now what is taking place in your life is a destiny phase. So this isn't something that you should fear or be worried about. This is something that you should actually embrace and know that things are going to work out successfully, because this was actually God's plan. You finally kind of went through the things in the past, and now your perseverance is being rewarded. Definitely going to work out for you. Just let go of the mental conflict, the going back and forth, because at the end of the day, where the obstacles and challenges are coming from. And like I said, I see some conflict and some defeat that can take place in a matter of days. So bottom line, rest and rejuvenate, okay? And then kind of start over in your mind and just make a plan and stick with it, and that's exactly what is going to happen because, again, this is just a karmatic phase in your life.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
And, yes, ma'am, because I really, I'm seeing, well, I'm not in a relationship, but this woman and I are friends, and she's a nurse at the hospital. I just met her about a month or so ago, and she's been over to visit. Is this could be the woman that you may be talking about or someone else?
No, that would be it.
That would be her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
And,
yeah, God bless you all. And I can go to your website and get a call and, you know, see if I can set up an in-depth reading.
Yes, www.myastrologycoach.com. You can select on consultations, select the double dose. That is an in-depth reading, private consultation with Ampu and myself. But we are promoting the membership program where you can sign up for a membership at a fraction of the cost, and it will get you reading with me every month and, you know, communication and reports with Ampu, as well as different conference calls and things of that nature. So that's really what the bang for your buck is, and that's under memberships, and it's called the Astro Tarot Network.
Okay.
So either or would be really beneficial for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you all so much. God bless, and I'll definitely get on there.
All righty.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right, 216-751, Cleveland.
Greetings. How are you?
Good.
I would just like a general reading, please.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
What's your name, Kim, right?
Yes.
Okay. Kim, you an east side or a west side?
East side.
East side. That's what's up. I will say, wow. That's now to, let me see something before you count. That's 10. That's going to be in 2014. Let me see something. 10. That's going to be February, March. That is August 14th, is that right? That is right. From now to August 14th, this is a long one. The masculine energy is going to be on you inside of relationships. If you're in a relationship, this is an excellent time for you to make sure there's physical activity to do. Physically doing something, working out together, riding bikes. This is not a time to repress any type of energy. And it's just, again, it's all about partnerships. And then this could be about what we call close friendships / business partnerships as well. But there's a great deal of relationship energy that's coming toward you. If you're single, you can probably look for some masculine energy, kind of aggressive, maybe even younger than yourself, coming into your life at this particular time. Maybe an athletic type of feel coming. But it's a warrior. It's a warrior type of energy that's present, that's coming. It's pretty much there now. It's going to be there for the first half of the year of 2014. It's going to take you all the way up into August. But I do want you to be mindful around the time, within this time frame. It's not going to be the whole duration of it. I have to really get specific. Let me give you one of the first windows here. Let me back it up here, 2013, and we're currently in November. You got that at 13, so I need to get 3. It's going to be in December. Starting on December the 14th to January the 6th. That time frame right there, I want you to be extremely mindful of arguments, confrontations with people you're in relationships with. All right, it's going to be very, potentially that can be very explosive for you at that time, and even maybe having conflict with someone in an authoritative position at work as well. So don't let your sometimes you got to let people have it. So I want to be clear about that. Sometimes that's just a natural process. We got to be a volcano and burn it up. That's okay. If it's warranted and you can do it, do it. But don't allow the unexpected emotional part to come out where you will later regret it. So be able to see it if you can see it. Start snuffing the air out of that stuff now, meaning start conversating and addressing the things now, because that timeline I just gave you potentially suggests that this is to be the most volatile time that you can explode on somebody from the anger point of view, all right? And that's just, that's a quick general for you that's coming up for you. That's real soon.
Okay. Right now you have the Sun card, so your perseverance is going to be rewarded. All the obstacles and challenges you went through, and it's finally going to pay off. Things are going to turn around and go in your favor. What you have to realize, though, is that there's always forces beyond your control that intervene. You have spirits on the other side that watch over you, and they bless you, and they're there to guide you. So don't fret, don't worry when things are not going to go your way at all times. They're going to intervene and make sure, even if they don't go your way, that you are okay in the outcome. They also say that you're destined to succeed. I mean, you have nothing but success around you, and you've planted that seed of prosperity. It is now going to grow. They want you to be on the lookout, because you're going to receive some news from afar, and this is going to happen within, like, the next 45 days. You're going to get some sort of news, but it's going to be some good news. Mm-hmm. They're also saying that, bottom line, when you deal with people, they want to make for sure that you choose your words carefully, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So they're saying, you know, Spirit is saying, make for sure that you choose your words carefully. And there's also somebody that is there on your side, where it's a wonderful partnership, great alliance. Your secrets are safe with that person. So it's definitely somebody that you can be trusted. And they say that you're always going to be guided through the darkness, and that honor and good luck is with you. So they're saying that at the end of the day, with all of your concerns, your stresses, and your worries, that you need to be meticulous and patient, because the universe is giving you the key. All of the locked doors are going to be opened. It's like judgment day, new beginnings for you. And they're also saying that your surroundings have positive and abundant energy around you, and they say that you need to seek wisdom and guidance from elders. They're saying seek the oracle, like what you're doing now, getting reading, getting guidance. They're saying that right there is the key as well for you to make for sure that you make good decisions and stay on the right track. And there's also some sort of fire energy around you. It's like Aries and Leo, Sag energy. Spirit is saying that with that energy that's around you, that reckless actions can lead to conflict. So just be mindful. And that's another reason why they're saying to choose your words carefully. So be mindful of that. But other than that, I mean, you're very, very spiritually protected. And it, the way it looks to me, they're saying just seek that spiritual guidance and you're going to make it. You're destined to succeed all the way to the top.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kim, I think Kim is a, if I had to define Kim, I would say a psychic, medium, writer, teacher, musician, and poet.
Oh, my.
What's going on with that?
Well, I'm a little shy, so I have to actually go within myself to pull that stuff out.
But how are your dreams, intuition, and do you practice any form of spiritual divination?
I consider myself to be spiritual. I'm very intuitive. I don't spiritual. I don't no name or anything like that. But yes, if that answers your question.
Okay. And do you write at all? Do you have any poetic expression that you indulge in?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you speak that spoken word somewhere?
I don't.
You should.
I would like to, but I don't. I would like to.
You should do it.
All right.
It's not hard to do these things. I said you should do it. You absolutely should do it. You absolutely should do it. That'll help you. That will help facilitate who you are as a person. A great deal. It will help you. Because you have,
okay.
you have something to say. So I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I just think it would be, once you bring that out to the public, a lot of blessings and abundance starts to come your way. And that
okay.
can come in many different forms, but that starts to come your way. All right? It may
yeah.
probably come more in the aspect of your intuition and honing in on that intuitive gift that you were born with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But if you got to start off with sharing it online, blogging about it, creating you a blog page to say, mm-hmm. you know what, I'm going down here to karaoke and I'm going to do poetry night over here. Find your
mm-hmm.
poetry place to go and do it. Do it. Just start cultivating that gift and sharing it with others.
Okay. Thank you. I'll do that.
Yeah, do that.
Thank you all.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care.
You as well.
All right. Take care. All right, y'all. We're a little bit over the time, man. I'm running behind. If you like what you heard, call in next week. Call in next week. But visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. Click on the membership tab. And join us where you can get this. We'd be at your personal disposal any day of the week. You know, you give Akisha once a month, but if you need me, call me. I do conference calls on Wednesdays, so network Wednesdays and whatnot. Audio reports sometimes that I keep private just for the people in the membership to get the people, give you a perk. And guess what? Anytime we do events, equinoxes, trips like that, you always get a discount. In fact, when you go to this online presentation called The Spirit of Femme this Sunday, you will see that if you're a member, you pay half off. You don't pay the full admission price, just out of what we call respect and appreciation, gratitude that we like to show our supporters. All right. So visit the website myastrologycoach.com today. Do not delay. Click on the membership tab and join the Astro Tarot Network. All right. That's where you get the best of the best with myself and Keisha. Other than that, stay abreast on the event tab. And Keisha, you can take us on home.
Yep. Peace and love. And thanks again for your support. Make sure you join us, the Astro Tarot Network, and we'll see you next week. Call in early, fam. Peace.
Yes, peace, y'all.